may take your seats. You're looking good this morning. There's loads of good stuff coming up in church, isn't there? I mean, we've got Imagine Conference. And I was just saying to Stephen, that'll be me next week, dancing in the sea. And then Getaway for the youth. Amazing. They have an amazing time every year. And I just want to say, if you can at all possibly sponsor, even a little bit, don't think, oh, I can only give £1. But even if you can only give £1, do it. Because it's transforming. It changes our youth's life. So this morning, I just want to say a huge welcome to anyone that's new this morning. So come on, church, let's welcome all those that are new. Now, I want to speak this morning about new season. So I'm just going to pray before we start. Lord, I thank you that you are a God of seasons. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, that as I bring this word today, Lord, that you'll speak directly into people's hearts and lives. I pray, Lord, that you'll use the words that I say, Lord, just to transform lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So have you ever been in a position where you feel a little out of your depth? Have you ever felt like you've been in a place where you feel that you should say yes to doing something just because it's right, but you feel like you're inadequate, feel like you can't do the task? I remember a few years ago being asked to contribute at a leaders' conference that we go to in Europe. And this is a group of leaders of really good churches, and it's an invitation-only group, so it's not anyone can go. It's a group of leaders that are really, really good leaders. And I was asked to contribute, and I thought, me? What can I say? What can I contribute? But I felt as though I should say yes. So I said yes, and I did it, and I did it frightened. But I did it. But I believe that that was God taking me into a new season, a new area. And I believe that this morning, God wants you to step out of your boat. I believe that God is asking some people to move into a new season, a new season of growth. This morning, I want you to look around you. Look around this auditorium at the faces of those sitting around you. Because I believe that God is calling some of you into a new season. For some of you, that's happening naturally. You know, it could be that you're this next academic year, you're actually moving to go to university, or, you know, I think that all those have gone out, but maybe they are. Or you're starting a new job, or you've got promotion. And so that's happening naturally. But I feel for many of us, God is calling us to a new season within his kingdom. I believe that God wants you to step into your new season with a confidence and boldness, knowing that he has paved the way. He's gone before you. He's made a way where there's sent to be no way. And you're going to do things that you only dreamt of doing, and move into areas with God's help that you never thought would be possible, because God is moving you into a new season. I believe that God wants to speak to you this morning and to spark something within your heart and within your life that will move you to a new level, a new dimension of God today. I want you to look at the person next to you and tell them, God wants you to step into a new season. It says in Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. We serve a God of seasons. We see it in creation. God created the four seasons that are based upon the rotation of the earth as it orbits the sun. The seasons change as the earth moves, but the sun in our planetary system remains constant, and everything revolves around it. In many ways, we should see our lives doing the same. Much like the earth, our lives should revolve around the sun, Jesus Christ. Our lives will change and we will enter and exit many seasons as we go through life. But the sun remains the constant. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just like I said earlier, we serve a God of seasons. But God doesn't measure seasons with clocks and calendars, but through truth and revelation. When God gives you a fresh word for your life, a new direction, then very often it means you've just stepped into a new season. But just like our verse says, to everything there is a season. Every aspect of our lives have seasons to it. And there is a purpose for those seasons. There is a reason for the season. There is a purpose for the process. There are seasons that you didn't want to go through, but through those seasons you learnt some things, and you wouldn't have learnt them had you have not gone through some stuff. There are seasons you've gone through that you don't know why you had to go through them, but there's a reason for that season. And just because you're going through some stuff, or maybe going through some stuff, or have gone through a rough season, it doesn't mean that God's finished with you. In Philippians 1 and verse 6, it says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It's not just any old work, but good work. What just happened is you've probably just stepped into a new season. This morning, I'm going to take a quick glance at the life of one of the disciples that I believe almost everybody can identify with. I'm talking about Peter. Peter went through some seasons in his life. And as we look at Peter's life, we can see three key principles about stepping into a new season. Number one. Stepping into a new season brings new changes. As the saying goes, constant change is here to stay. But there are a lot of people that don't like it. But change is inevitable. It's going to happen. We look outside, we notice the world around us, and notice that things are different today than they were 10 years ago, last year, or even yesterday. But remember, we serve a God of seasons. Even in his creation, he created seasons. And each season is different than the others. Some seasons are meant for things to grow, and others for things to die off. In some seasons, the days are longer, and the others, the nights are longer. And it seems like you get up and go to work when it's dark. And you come home from work when it's dark. Change is something that is constantly going to be happening within our world. But I believe it's the way that we embrace change and our attitude towards it that will determine what we see happen in our lives. God wants us never to be happy with the status quo. He doesn't want us to rest on our laurels. God's desire is that we are constantly moving forward and embracing change in our lives. Because only when we allow God to change us are we actually growing in him. I do believe that he wants us to be cheeky people and expect change, expect good things, and expect growth in our lives. We should be looking for that promotion and expecting God's favour in our lives and the lives of our family. God gives us revelations and truths to propel us into new and different seasons. Why? Because we're creatures of habit. And if he didn't change things, we'd become complacent and stuck in one place. I remember when I was growing up, I always looked forward to the summer. I still do. I love summer. And if it was up to me, it would be summer all year long. I love the long, hot days. I know we only get a couple of them a year. But I do look forward to them. But as a kid, when they came, I didn't want to go to school. I wanted to be out. I just wanted to be outside. And as most of you know, I've got six sisters. I'm the youngest of six. And we used to get a picnic. And we used to get a bottle of pop. Or even if we'd not got pop, we used to make some tea up and put it in a bottle. I know, it's strange. But we used to do that, and we used to go out first thing in the morning and come back when the street lights came on. That was our cue to get home. But during those long, hot summer nights, I had to be in bed early because it was school the next day. There was time to play. But the seasons had to change, and I had to be in school so I could learn some things. Looking at Peter, he entered into a new season when Jesus called him to follow. Matthew 4, verses 18 to 20 says, "As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. 'Come, follow me,' Jesus said, 'and I will send you out to fish for people.' At once they left their nets and followed him. One day, Peter was just an ordinary fisherman until Jesus came walking by. And when Jesus gave Peter the word, his life was changed. Jesus said, 'Follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people.' Peter stepped into a new season and was changed. He was sent out, transformed from a nobody to a somebody. There was more than just a change in vocation that occurred in Peter, but an inward change took place. God wants to bring a change on the inside as well as on the outside. He wants to change our inside when we move into a new season. So number two, stepping into a new season brings new challenges. There's no doubt that when Peter was called to follow Jesus, that he was faced not only with many changes in his life, but many challenges. His faith was challenged by stepping out of a storm onto the water. His feelings were challenged when one minute he was proclaiming Jesus, the Son of God, and the next minute being rebuked by Jesus and being called Satan, and having Jesus turn his back on him and telling him to get behind him. His traditions and prejudice were challenged when he followed Jesus into Samaria. His humility was challenged when the Son of God, the light of the world, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, lowered himself to the point of a servant to wash Peter's feet. But in all these instances, Peter stepped up to the challenge. Yeah. However, there's that one particular time when it seemed as if Peter stepped into a season of failure. He went from a follower of Jesus to one who followed him at a distance. And in the courtyard, Peter denied knowing the Lord three times. And when he denied knowing the Lord the third time, the rooster crowed and the words of Jesus returned to his mind. "Before the rooster crows, you will have denied me three times." And he ran off and wept bitterly. And that is exactly what happens to us. As we step into a new season, it can seem as if everything's going wrong. But remember, there's a purpose for every season. What Peter didn't know, and many of us today fail to realize, is that Jesus' love is more greater than your failures. When you fail to meet the challenge, there is a grace and a mercy that is far greater than your shortcomings. Now, Peter had a choice. He could have done what many of us do and use our failures as an excuse as to why we can't continue to see our miracle lived out. But that was before he had an encounter with Jesus when he had risen. We can very often get stuck, and getting stuck is a vicious circle. Fear keeps you from taking action. Not taking action leads to poor results. Poor results convince you that you can't succeed. Consider the dreams that God has given you for your life and what you want to change this year. Make a determination within your life that you'll take simple steps each week that'll move you closer to it. As some of you know, I've been on a journey over the last 9 months to get healthier and fitter. I've lost a little bit of weight, but that was just the beginning. I wanted to be able to play with my grandkids and not be too tired, not be able to get up. It wasn't easy. It still isn't. There's so many times that I've tried that before and failed. There's so many times when I see that cake out there that's always amazing that I want to eat it. So many times that I could have given up. But each time I failed, instead of giving in, I just started again. I'm now at the stage where I feel a lot more comfortable, have loads more energy. I enjoy going to the gym, which I've not done for a long time. This is because I didn't have any desire to be healthy before. But I'm not finished. I have told Paul that Jim has to become my new best friend. But I am enjoying it. You know, I'm still on this journey. So as I said, think of the dreams that God has given you for your life and what you want to change this year. Make a determination within your life that you'll take some simple steps each week that'll move you closer to it. And if you fail, get back up. Try again. Believe in yourself and in the fact that God has a plan for you. Position yourself in a place where you're surrounded by people that encourage you and that want you to succeed. A place where people are cheering you on to run your race and to win. Position yourself where people believe in you and in your potential. You will see change happen in your life when you're in that place. I know that Icon Church is such a place. We love you so much and we want to see you come to your full potential. God has got amazing plans for each one of you and for this church. And the only thing that you will hear is encouragement. And thirdly and lastly, stepping into a new season births new champions. Peter was transformed from a fisherman into a preaching powerhouse. I believe that those who knew Peter 3 years before were amazed to see the new champion that he had become. God has got great plans for each one of us and has called us to be great at something. He didn't save us to do nothing, but he saved us to be champions. God has transformed us by his power, and God is calling each one of us to step into that new season. I believe that God is asking us to walk in a new direction. We're stepping into a season where we move into all that God wants for each one of us. We're stepping into a season where the Lord is going to show you his will for your life, his good and pleasing will, and where he's going to bless you. A season where we will be the lender and not the borrower, where we will be the head and not the tail, where we will be above and not beneath. We're stepping into a season where God is about to reveal some things to you and release some areas into your life that you thought were barren and dried. God is going to bring new life and new ministries. Those who were once forgotten are now going to be remembered. Those who were depressed will once again begin to rejoice. Those who were once rejected are now accepted. Those who were downtrodden will have their heads lifted. Those who grieve will have their joy made manifest. Those who were once poor will say, I am rich. Those who are afflicted will once again walk in wholeness. We're stepping into a season where those things that have been taken from you will be restored 100-fold. I believe that I'm talking to some people this morning, some people who have been through some seasons. Some of you had to learn to praise God all by yourself. You had to praise God through a lot of tears. Some of you had to learn how to lay hands on yourself when you felt like you were alone. But God saw you in those times. Some of you had to hold up your hands while you were praying for someone else, hoping that someone was praying for you. I believe God wants to tell you this morning that season is over. You're stepping into a new season. Let's proclaim it, church, just like true champions who stand upon the platform of the Olympics awaiting for the prize. Right now, heaven's anthem is being played over you. And the banner of the Lord is being hoisted above you. On God's platform, there are no second or third places. There is no silver or bronze. Only gold that has been refined in the fire. You've got to take a step into your new season, into the season where God champions you, a season where God is going to use you and you're going to move into new things that God has planned for you, and he has planned for you all along. This morning, let's stand, church, where we are. Stand and make that decision that you're going to step into that new season. And if you're in this place today and you've never asked Jesus into your life, you can be transformed into a true champion today. So I want to give you an opportunity. I want to give an opportunity to those that have never asked Jesus into their lives to do so. Or maybe you once walked with Jesus, but you've drifted away. I want to give you an opportunity too today to recommit your lives back to him. I believe that Jesus has been waiting for you to come to him or to come back to him. So can we all bow our heads this morning? If you're here today and want to say yes to Jesus, either as a first time or as a recommitment, I'm going to count to three and ask you to do something brave. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. I'll see it and one of the team will see it, and we can pray for you and get a gift to you. So one, Jesus loves you. Two, he died for you and wants to know you. It might be that your heart's beating really fast now, your palms are sweaty. That's God talking to you. And number three, raise your hand. Thank you. We're all going to pray a prayer together on the screen. Let's pray this together. Jesus, I come to you today and confess that I need you. Please come into my life and forgive me of all my sins. Jesus, be my Lord and Saviour. Thank you for giving me a brand new start. Today, I open my life to you. Amen.